If it could be said with complete certainty that you could engage in a grand adventure and there was no risk of personal harm, would you participate? Even with such assurance, there would be many who would forego the rush of adrenaline and the anxiety caused by facing that which is unknown. It is this dynamic that is at play in this episode's tale. Written by French author Jules Verne, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea is considered part of a body of work by one of the fathers of science fiction. Although Verne himself struggled with embracing the notion that his work was science fiction, it seemed that Verne was keenly aware of his lack of knowledge about science, so from his perspective, everything was fiction. He could not base his work on a scientific theory. Even so, his work remains a staple in examples of some of the best early science fiction. Welcome to the Misfits audio presentation of 5-Minute Classics, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. In this tale, we discover a menace on the seas that has gained global attention. We find men willing to look into the source of the menace, and we find a madman. Or was he a genius? That explored the depths of the ocean. We'll begin with three men who have found themselves taken aboard a futuristic submarine by Captain Nemo of the Nautilus after being thrown overboard in a battle with what is believed to be a sea monster. This is a story with few promises and little in the way of guarantees. Yet for many a boy, this is a story that they return to over and over again. Perhaps in the next 5 minutes, we will catch a glimpse as to why this is true.
Take her down.
What can you mean by taking us like this?
I am sorry, Professor, but you have discovered my craft. Consider yourself a guest.
You mean to travel underwater? We shall all die.
If so, then we all die, but I think not.
So you can actually see what happens below the waves?
Indeed. Come and see.
Can't say I trust you, but this is all right, Captain.
Captain, word has spread far and wide about a sea menace.
And now you see that my ship is no menace. Neither will I stand for those who would trouble my vessel.
Have you advanced the cause of science while exploring the space within the oceans?
Come. See for yourself. I can feed you food from the sea that will taste like the flesh of cattle. All of our food is taken from the sea.
Fascinating. Look, Captain, your men appear to be fighting a dugong.
Yes. This is rare.
If that is the case, this dugong may well be the last of its race. And perhaps it would be better to spare it in the interest of science.
Perhaps it will be better to hunt it, in the interest of the kitchen.
Well, be that as it may, will you return us to our place above the waters, Captain Nemo?
You are here at my pleasure. I have rejected the Earth as I once knew it. There is too much beauty here. The evil that taints the Earth is unknown here. You are welcome here. But I will not return you to the world you left.
For our own good, I suppose.
Ned, perhaps now is not the best of times?
I believe the professor may be right.
You see, gentlemen, the sea is everything. It covers 7/10 of the terrestrial globe. Its breath is pure and life-giving. It is an immense desert place, where man is never lonely, for he senses the weaving of creation on every hand. Nature manifests herself in it with her three kingdoms, mineral, vegetable, and animal. The ocean is the vast reservoir of nature.
Sort of a living grocer.
That's enough, Ned.
I'm going.
It has been said that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. It certainly can be argued that Nemo, while benevolent at times, also carried an iron rod to rule his underwater kingdom. While his world was fascinating, and the discoveries made could transform the culture in which he lived, he saw his world as something to be preserved for himself and those who served him. Whether Verne's plots were based on the political climate of his day remains open to discussion in literature and philosophy classes. What we do know is the story itself remains a treasure. Captain Nemo had his own crew, and so do we. Those who made this episode possible include Cameron Byerly as Nemo, Glenn Haskell as Aronnax, Peter Bishop as Conseil, Glenn Higby as Ned. This story was written, produced, and mixed by Glenn Haskell, executive producer and webmaster, Captain John Tadrazak. Theme music provided by John Carl Toth. Additional music by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. This production is for enjoyment purposes only. I'm your narrator, Jim Patton. This is an original production by Misfits Audio, copyright 2013. All rights reserved. Characters remain in the public domain and were inspired by the original work of Jules Verne.